You're a farmer or rancher. Your success depends on the weather, which means certain things are out of your control, such as rain, hail, fire, crop failure, and other unforeseen conditions. But you have a business to run. Protect yourself and insure your risk with American Ag Credit, so you can rest easy knowing that we'll be there for you no matter what tomorrow brings. American Ag Credit. Money for agriculture.
In the mid-1970s, I went to the Christian Brothers Winery, met Brother Timothy, and was fascinated by what he was doing. He shared recipes with me. I was delighted to do that. And then when we moved full-time into St. Helena, I found out that the Farmers Market Board of Directors met monthly at the CIA, which was, you know, the previous winery. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh my gosh, I've got to learn more about this. So I became involved in the board, served as a member of the board, then I think treasurer for a brief period of time, and then was fortunate enough to be elected president of the board. When I became president of the board, it became apparent there were numerous wineries, other businesses in town that would love to donate wine or monies or time or whatever to support our market. However, in order to do so, they really needed some way to offset the loss of income that they were experiencing.
Right.
Invariably, without exception, they kept saying, well, are you a not-profit? Are you a 501c3? And, of course, I'd have to say, well, no, we're not. And they'd go, well, we'd love to give you a case or three of wine, but however, with your not being a 501c3, unfortunately, da-da-da-da-da. I met with a couple of attorneys in town, twisted their arm, was able to get one of them.
Wow, that's pretty good, twisting attorney's arms.
Yes, very difficult. met with one of them. He had been to our market a number of times. Fortunately, he was willing to volunteer his time to draw up all of the paperwork, which is humongous.
Right.
It's a rather lengthy process, but he did so. When I started the process, ignorance is blind, and it's good it is.
Because, what did I get myself into here?
Yeah, exactly. If you don't know, you just keep moving ahead. At the time I started the process, unbeknownst to me until I did the research, there were literally only two other farmers markets in the entire country that had a 501c3 status.
Right.
The difficulty, of course, is that all of the markets charge vendor fees. Therefore, you're making money running the market, which is the only way you can support a market. So we had to come up with a creative way to see how we could qualify for the 501c3. And when I started researching what we have been doing for all the 20 plus years the market had been in existence.
Right. Not a young market.
No, we have a very well established market. One of the major components that we did was educational, both adults and children. When I realized, wow, we do have a very strong educational component to our market, and one of the rules for a 501c3 is if you do educational, procedures and processes, you may qualify for that status
for the
of a
501c3. Through the educational pursuits.
Right.
Gotcha.
So I met, with the attorney again. I said, let's revise our application. Let's focus on the educational component of it. Then weeks, months down the road, talking with the IRS individuals that are involved with approving a 501c3, driving to Sacramento a number of times because initially our application was back in Washington, D.C. The person that was in charge of that application went on maternity leave.
All the small details.
All the little details. The application sat on a desk for, literally months. I was able to get that application moved to Sacramento. When it was moved to the Sacramento office, I was able to meet with that individual, came down, met with her, showed her all of the educational components of our market, was able to get her to come visit our market. So she saw what we did. And that was probably the frosting on the cake. Once she saw the quality of our market, what we did, how we did it, it was really smooth sailing thereafter. I think it took another month and a half or two to get a preliminary approval. And then at the end of the year, we finally got our full 501c approval.
Gotcha. So it's a federal process, not a state process.
No, it's definitely federal process, which takes a long, long time.
I was going to say, so yes, sorting through the red tape.
Yes.
Yes, so that kind of answered my next question, which was focused on why the education is so important. It has been important from the foundation of the market, correct?
It is the foundation for our 501c status.
Right.
Had we stopped doing educational promotion, we basically would be at risk of losing our 501c3.
Right. Well, it's a really fun part of obviously how I'm involved in the market is, with the kids and with the adults and sharing the joys of all the different aspects that go into the farm and food and our community is obviously very food focused. So it's a fantastic opportunity. So
exactly, that's why I recruited you.
Right. Funny thing. So in addition to all that you do as a volunteer for the St. Helena Farmers Market, you also founded a highly successful recruiting company, which was, a second or third career for you, right?
So probably my second major
career. Okay, so can you just give us little tidbits about Mitroff Consulting and Associates and what you do and what's involved in that?
Sure. We're a retained executive search firm. 70% of our searches are Seattle to San Diego. The remaining 30% are Denver, Boston, New York, and Florida. We predominantly focus on fairly senior-level searches, director and above, some board searches. We purposely have no industry focus. Without bragging, we really know what we're doing about searches. We're pretty sophisticated in completing a search, so it doesn't really matter to us which industry, although being in the Napa Valley with our office in St. Helena, obviously we do some wineries. About 10-15% of our focus is winery-based.
Right, and I imagine in this economy right now, you're probably busier than not busier.
We are incredibly busy.
Yes.
Not that I'm complaining,
right.
But it's better to be busy than not.
So if anybody needs some executives, we know how to call.
Yes.
So in addition to that, you also serve on other boards, including the Chamber of Commerce and the Rotary Club. And what serves as your inspiration and how do you possibly find the time in your day and in your week to serve on all these boards as well as have a full-time business?
Plus playing, learning to play. It'll be a lifetime experience. I'm trying to learn how to play the violin.
Oh, okay. My kids have all tried to learn how to play the violin, too, and they've moved on to other instruments.
Yeah, it's, again, almost like the 501c3. Had I known what was involved, I probably would have taken up the harmonica instead of the violin. It's a very complex instrument, but it is fun to learn. to get back to the question, my wife and I died and went to heaven October 13, 2003. That's when we moved full-time into St. Helena.
Gotcha.
Literally a couple of months after moving into St. Helena, a friend that we had met who was actively involved in the St. Helena Rotary Club invited me to come as a guest to the club. I attended one meeting, and what was just mind-boggling, Rotary at that time was in the process of eliminating polio around the entire world, which is just incredibly hard to even understand, let alone accomplish.
Especially in this country, hard for us to understand that it's still very active in lots of parts of the world.
Think about India. 10,000 kids are born a day. All of them need to be inoculated. I mean, it's just impossible to imagine the magnitude. Well, in 2015, Rotary succeeded in eliminating polio around the world.
This is Rotary as a whole across the nation?
Yeah. Rotary is an international association organization. Clubs, there's literally 1.2, 1.3 members of Rotary worldwide. Rotary has clubs 35,000 plus in over 2,000 different settings, locations. The motto of Rotary, which I try to live my life by, is the four-way test. And the four-way test, I wish our politicians would follow, which is it the truth? That's item number one. Is it fair to all involved? So it has to be truthful. And is it fair to the people you're involved with? Is it beneficial? Will it help the people that you're dealing with? And then fourth and lastly, does it have any benefit to the world, to the society at large? And the goal for a Rotarian is to try to live all four of the four-way tests daily in all things you do, whether it be in business, social relationships, or anything else you
do. Or raising your children,
as a prime example. So if you follow the four-way test, conceivably life becomes an easier process for you to be successful in.
Wow. So obviously you are very involved with sort of the community and being conscious in the world for the world around you. And it's super motivating, and it really shows the dedication towards the leadership that all the members of the St. Helena Farmers Market Board have for the market and the community at large, and obviously their own professional pursuits. I don't know how much sleep any of you guys get, but
not a lot.
it's quite amazing. So thank you so much, Norm. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Thanks.
As a farmer or rancher, you know that agricultural land is not like other real estate. We know that too. Come see the experts in agriculture, American Ag Credit. Whether you're buying property, building, or making improvements, American Ag Credit is here to help with fixed rates, variable rates, long and short-term loans. Unique solutions tailored to your unique needs. Visit us online at agloan.com. American Ag Credit, money for agriculture.
Welcome back. Napa Makes Music, and we talk about Farmers Fresh Hour here at KVON at 1440 a.m. on your radio dial. Thanks for joining us. Also streaming live at kvon.com. Sponsored by the American AgriCredit, money for agriculture. Here in the studio, we have Courtney DeLello from St. Helena Montessori School, Norman Mitroff, who's one of our board members for the St. Helena Farmers Market, and Mercedes Stahlberger, who is a chef and owner of Lady in the Vine, and which is a boutique catering company focusing on locally sourced and seasonal ingredients. Mercedes is also a vendor at the Farmers Market with her fantastic Wine Lover's Jelly, which is always a big hit with the customers. She hails from Southern California and moved up here in about 2015. So Mercedes, this is such a Northern California question, but being a native of San Diego, what brought you to Napa?
Well, I think the story is pretty similar for a lot of people's. I followed a man. So I always say that I traded the beaches for the vines.
Well, you
That's
know,
kind of my
right?
little romantic story.
But, compensation.
No, my husband's from up here, and he wanted to come home. He had spent the past 12 years in San Diego, so he was just kind of feeling like it was time for him to come.
Gotcha.
And we hadn't been dating that long, and he said, would you like to come up to Napa? And I always wanted to live in Napa. I used to watch Michael Chiarello's cooking show. So I decided to come up and just, for the adventure and see what happens. And He's my husband now, so it worked out.
There you go. I guess you followed him for a good reason.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Well, you definitely have, you know, a major food culture up here in the valley.
Sure.
So at the market, I know you for your Wine Lover's Jelly, but you're also a successful chef and a caterer. And can you tell me a little bit about the inception of Lady in the Vine and kind of how that came about?
Yeah, of course. When I was in San Diego, I was doing meal deliveries, sort of along the lines of like healthier meals for people that were busy. So when I came up to Napa, I didn't realize how many wineries were actually here. And so the work just kind of came in from wineries, looking to incorporate some sort of a food program or offer food to their guests and in relation to the wine, which I think is a really great way to for people to understand and the wine and how it works in their day-to-day. And so that's just kind of what came in and what the focus has been. And we still do a lot of winery contracts as well. Sort of moving into now doing, dinner parties for people that are visiting the Valley. Mm-hmm. Also, recently this year, just launched a picnic box service. So it's kind of like a little nosh box of different amazing cheeses and charcuterie and vegetables and fruit that we have here in the Valley, and really just a way for the people that are visiting and doing these wine tastings to actually have something that they can eat.
It's
kind of comprised so that they can have it like along the way. I'm working with some tour companies to have it a feature in their buses so that we can have these people be a little bit more responsible as we're tasting.
Yes.
So that's something that we're doing too, and it's been going really well, and it's picnicking season, so it's picked up for sure.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. So myself being from the hospitality business, I know that different chefs have kind of different areas of expertise and sort of the perfect fit event for them. Has that evolved for you? Kind of what's the ideal size and type of gathering for Lady in the Vine?
So I'm going to leave the weddings and those kind of big events to
Elaine ones.
Bill. Yeah. I like to do the really intimate gatherings. I really love to do dinner parties. We come to the property and do a course meal and we even offer a wine pairing option, which is really fun, some local stuff and some international wines. And then we clean up and like little fairies, like we were never there. So it's fun.
Dinner is done
and
it's fantastic.
And it's nice because, I know a lot of people here in this valley like to have dinner parties. They like to host them. But there's a lot of work and time that goes into it. And it sounds like a great idea. And then you're stuck in the kitchen the whole time.
Right.
Socializing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of our perfect idea of an event, under 20.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's kind of like where I like to stay. So
on the personal chef kind of
absolutely
scale of things,
yeah,
which is fabulous because
sure
it is like a magical thing that happens, and dinner is amazing, and
yeah,
and people get to host their guests and have fantastic food at the same time.
There you go.
So now is your husband in the wine business?
He is.
Okay.
He's a supervisor at a winery here, and he's also the labor, so to speak, for the jelly.
Right. Well, yes. So my next question was just how you guys, what the inspiration was and how you came up with the idea of Wine Lover's Jelly.
So I actually was working with a local winery and trying to get a contract with them and, created this really amazing cheese board, and I wanted to do something fun. And I'd heard about wine jelly. I'd never had it before. And so I just kind of played around, and I ended up batching some of their wine into a jelly to accompany the cheese board.
Oh, fine.
So I didn't get the contract.
Oh, well, too bad for them.
But they loved the jelly. They were obsessed with it. And then he said, he tasted it and he said, we have to try to sell this. We have to figure out a way to bring it to market. So
Fabulous. So, yeah. So, and then you expanded from just one variety into a bunch?
Yeah. So we started doing a Sauv Blanc, a Rosé, a Merlot, and a Cab. And now we offer a Chardonnay. We do a Sangiovese. I'm working on some Cab Franc. I also recently did a strawberry and rosé because it's strawberry season. So that was fun. I brought that to the market this last week. And then once figs are ready to go, we do a fig and port that's like really, really popular.
Yeah.
So that's probably one of our top sellers. But it's just nice being able to do the market and bring the product to the market and test it out on people.
Yeah.
Because that's a great way. It's
right.
It's direct to consumer. Yeah, exactly. And they will let you know. And I've gotten a lot, I've gotten some feedback and most of it's been really positive, but you know, it is a newer item. So some people are just kind of weirded out by it. But Jason and I's favorite thing is interesting.
Right.
So let me pipe in. I've tasted yours,
yes.
And they are over the top delicious.
Thank you, Norm.
Yes.
Thank you.
They really are. And it's interesting because jelly isn't the first thing that comes to, you know, for a lot of foodies. Jelly's kind of, you know, conquered grape. And this is really the opposite extreme of that.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about sourcing the wines. And is it through relationships or kind of how does that work?
Initially, there was a couple of varietals that we were purchasing. We have friends that work in tasting rooms and whatnot, and so people were just bringing us wine. Now it's kind of grown into this thing where we have wineries that reach out to us and they say we have wine that we didn't like the way it turned out.
Right.
The winemaker did not like the way it turned out. Partnership dissolvement, labeling issues. And so it's kind of become this like crazy movement. I mean, I had a local wine maker here in Yountville, and she reached out to me through Instagram.
Oh, wow.
And
there you go.
She said, I'm cleaning out my garage and the story of Napa, Napa problem, right?
Right, right.
I'm cleaning out my garage. Would you like to make some jelly?
Just come and take it. And, you know, so we got a lot from her. And then a couple weeks ago, I was reached out to by one of the wineries that actually do help them with, like, their food program and whatnot. And they had a bunch of Pinot Noir. And I pulled up in my car to come and get it, thinking it was going to be just like maybe a case or two. It was 10 cases.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of jelly.
10 cases that they were just going to toss.
Wow.
Because they didn't like the way it turned out.
Right.
Which is insane. And people that are visiting here, they don't understand that there's a lot of leftover wine.
Right.
So when a lot of the you know, the people that come to the farmer's market, they're like, leftover wine?
What is that?
What are you talking about?
We don't have any of that in our house. So are there different flavor components that go into the different varietals of jellies, or is it really just focused on the wine that's making it?
It is 100% the wine is the focus.
Gotcha.
And, you know, and we try to explain that to people, too. We're not using, like, the grapes. Like, we're using, like, a finished product. And it was a little trial and error. The reds have a little less like sugar content naturally, and a little bit more tannin. And so setting them, it takes a little bit more of a process. But it's fun because, you know, we have people walk by and they're like, oh, pink, you know, with the rosé.
Right. Well,
so,
pink is in right now. So
rosé,
you're all good.
So on trend, you know.
Right.
Having hard time finding some rosé. So if anybody's listening, have some extra rosé.
Extra rosé. I don't know these days. There's probably not a lot of extra rosé.
No, there isn't.
Making slushies now, and it's all
everything.
The things.
Yeah.
So I know just from speaking with you that you have some interest in partnering with a local nonprofit business to share some of the profits from your product, seeing as it's kind of a back and forth with you and the wineries. And can you speak a bit towards that and what inspired you towards this philanthropic pursuit?
Yeah, I, you know, like I just explained to you guys, we get a lot of wine that's just given to us. So we're making a product here. We live in Napa. It's from Napa Wines. It's made here. And because we're getting so much wine to help us grow our business, we just feel like we need to pay it forward. So yeah, we're looking for some local nonprofit charities, maybe in the food realm, that we'd like to partner up with.
That's
and donate some proceeds to. Just kind of going full circle back into the community.
That's fabulous. So yeah. Anybody who is listening, who is part of a nonprofit who might be interested in partnering, go to Lady in the Vine and contact Mercedes. And I'm sure you're probably going to get quite a few emails coming up.
No, I'm excited, and it's something we're really interested in.
That's great. That's so great. Yeah. I mean, just in obviously, it's something that the St. Helena Farmers Market is very focused on, and you know, all of the nonprofits in the valley need a little extra hand, and it's great for some partnerships to happen. So,
and for example, with our Cinema Bites that we put on, when we require wine to pair with the Cinema Bites, we may be knocking on your door.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. I think that's such a great event, by the way. Yeah, it's super fun and really cool. So every time I get those emails, I'm really excited to see who you're going to have. So
right, and Norm, that Cinema Bites runs at the Cameo Theater in St. Helena, and it runs November through February? I can't recall.
I think it's, well, October. Aren't we having one in October as well?
Sorry, everybody.
We have one in October, and then November, and then I don't think we do one till the following year.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So super, super fun, great events. I can't wait to try more of your jellies, and because I've really honestly I think I've only had two, so we're excited to have you join us tomorrow for your lecture and some samples. So everybody who's listening, I encourage you to come to the market and to sign up for our newsletter as well. You can sign up for the newsletter at sthelenafarmersmarket.org. Stay up to date on all of our community lectures, the demos, and the programming. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. So we will be right back after this next commercial break.
You're a farmer or rancher. Your success depends on the weather, which means certain things are out of your control, such as rain, hail, fire, crop failure, and other unforeseen conditions. But you have a business to run. Protect yourself and insure your risk with American Ag Credit, so you can rest easy knowing that we'll be there for you no matter what tomorrow brings. American Ag Credit. Money for agriculture.
Welcome back to Farmers Fresh Hour on KVON, 1440 AM on your radio dial and streaming live at kvon.com. I am here in the studio this morning with three fabulous guests. Norm Mitroff, Mercedes Stahlberger, excuse me, and Courtney DeLello, and we're just finishing up our Farm Fresh Hour. We had Mercedes speaking about her wine lover's jelly in the last section, and I did neglect to ask you, Mercedes, in case anybody around who can't make it to our fabulous farmers market wants to purchase your wine lover's jellies, or are there other locations in the valley where they can get that?
We do. We have three retail locations here in Napa Valley. We are at the Oxbow Cheese and Wine Merchant. We're at Oakville Grocery, and we're also at Sunshine Foods. And what a surprise, most of them are right next to their cheeses. It's one of our favorite ways to enjoy the jelly. But we also have online ordering on ladyinthevine.com. And if you live within Napa County, you order three or more jars or sampler packs, we do complimentary delivery.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I do encourage everybody just to come and meet Mercedes and come to the market, and you can sample, and it's the direct to consumer method is something we always are fans of, but it's great that it is also available in other locations. So once again, I just wanted to let everybody know this is the Farm Fresh Hour, brought to you by Ag Credit, Money for Agriculture. And I had one more question for Courtney also, and we didn't get a chance to really talk about it, but you hold community events at the St. Helena Montessori School throughout the year. It's part of the education program for the adolescents, and we spoke about it when I visited the farm, and it just sounded so great. So I just wanted you to just give us a quick little snippet about some of the community events, both within the school and for the community in general.
Sure. Probably the biggest community outreach we do that's farm-related is we use, obviously, a lot of the farm products go into the culinary program. And then once a month, the students host a community dinner. So I believe this coming school year, there'll be the last Friday of every month. And that is open to the community, and it's a different menu every month based on what's available seasonally in the garden and what the kids feel like cooking. And it's a fabulous meal. We hold it in our big barn.
And the barn is fantastic.
On campus, and a good time is had by all, and it's great food. So that's a lot of fun. And then we do a couple of other things where we invite the younger kids to be a part of the farm. The adolescents host a harvest day for the preschool children, the primary age children in the fall,
so
where
fun.
They come out to the farm and do different activities and pick pumpkins and drink cider and just work with the big kids. And that's a very, very fun event to have the adolescent students interacting with the primary students. And that's a great day, too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So for anybody who wants to come to the community dinners, can they find that information at the St. Helena Montessori website?
Sure,
okay.
They can.
Fantastic.
We have a great website. Feel free to call the office, and they can give you details about timing as well.
Great. Well, I feel like there's so much more that we could have covered with all three of our guests this morning, but we're running out of time. So I just wanted to kind of make sure that you guys all get a chance to come visit us at the Farmers Market located at the beautiful Crane Park, Fridays from 7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. May through October. Come on up and see us, down and see us, over and see us. Tomorrow, we have a lot more in season. We have a lot more in store this season, and tomorrow we'll have our face painter Christina, who's been doing all kinds of fabulous faces. If you've been to the market and you see the kids walking around with a lizard face and all kinds of fantastic fairy sparkles, and anyway, it's really fun. We have a new vendor making their debut, Napa Dog. They offer real food for real dogs made in the Napa Valley with love, so that'll be fun. And then don't miss Mercedes Stahlberger, who will be joining our lecture series with repurposing Napa Valley wines. Of course, please stop by the Montessori school booth and taste the product of all of this labor that we've just been talking about. Amazing produce. I just had some fingerling potatoes from them. Delicious. And then our board members will also be featuring a produce tasting on the 17th, which is a great opportunity to come and meet them and taste some samples from vendors who might not be sampling. We also want to extend a very special thank you to Farmstead Restaurant in St. Helena. This entire month of August, their Corkage for Community is supporting the St. Helena Farmers Market and our community education program. So be sure to stop in for a delicious meal, and don't forget to bring your bottle of wine, because those corkage fees will go to the St. Helena Farmers Market for the month of August. Also, and I have neglected to mention this thus far, this is National Farmers Market Week. This is an annual event celebrating the important role that farmers play. Our farmers markets play in the national food system. So you can get a lot more information at farmersmarketcoalition.org. We encourage you to stay up to date with what we are doing at the Farmers Market by subscribing to our newsletter. You can sign up at sthelenafarmersmarket.org. And you can also, again, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And we really appreciate you joining us for the Farm Fresh Hour this morning, brought to you by American Ag Credit, money for agriculture.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking.
As a farmer or rancher, you know that agricultural land is not like other real estate. We know that too. Come see the experts in agriculture, American Ag Credit. Whether you're buying property, building, or making improvements, American Ag Credit is here to help with fixed rates, variable rates, long and short-term loans. Unique solutions tailored to your unique needs. Visit us online at agloan.com. American Ag Credit, money for agriculture.